Thanks for listening to the Hotel Guys podcast. We're calling Nancy Ward, our friend who lives in Scappoose, Oregon.
Nancy?
Is this Paul and Rich, the Hotel Guys?
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you guys. It has been way too long. I am sorry for neglecting to call you and catch up sooner, because the last time we talked, you were in La Fortuna, and that was, I think, you left there like the 1st of December, so I have a feeling this is going to be a nice long conversation, because you have a lot to tell me, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, we had a great month up there in the higher regions of central Costa Rica. But we left there and we spent a month in Tamarindo on the coast. It was wonderful.
Well, what I want to say
about on the west coast?
Yes, it's on the Pacific coast. And, you know, coming away from La Fortuna and the rain and just like fresh air and then getting over to Tamarindo was such a great change.
Yeah, it's actually near the other major international airport. It's the word Liberia, but here it's pronounced Liberia. And so the Liberia International Airport is just about an hour and a half, I guess, due east of Tamarindo. So it's a great connection from a lot of places. A lot of airports in North America fly in there now.
So Nancy, remember when we arrived and we told you that we canceled our car rental and we met this great Uber driver, Tony?
You bet. Yes, I absolutely
am. Well,
what an interesting event that was. Stayed in touch with him?
Oh, not just in touch, but he's driven for us a couple more times, including he came up to La Fortuna and took us to Tamarindo. Yeah.
Yes.
It sounds like you have a friend for life now.
Well, it's so great because it's just been such a smart thing to do. After arriving in Tamarindo to this fabulous, seriously, amazing Airbnb casita, owned by Bill and Lon. They're originally, he's from the States, she's from
Singapore.
Singapore, yes.
And they lived in Singapore for years.
And so this little casita with our private pool.
Well, we shared it with them, but yeah, it was just basically almost a homestay, but it was an incredible find on Airbnb in a private gated community called Rancho Villarreal. And we had wonderful morning walks on deserted streets at sunrise, and it was a healthy, healthy month of just resting and reading. We planned to do some work, but we hit a little snag.
Well, oh, and you probably wonder what happened to the videos that we were working on.
The coffee video is coming, but our computer screen blinked out, and long story short, we thought maybe that it was worse than it ended up being. It was a under warranty replacement issue that we were able to take care of. So, but it meant that we just had our feet up in the holiday prone position instead of working on our videos.
Which was good. I mean, Paul read, like, I don't know, a couple different books. Yeah. I was reading, doing my Instagram for Hotel Guys One posts, you know, and photography is just nature everywhere. So the first few days, we were kind of like, oh boy, we're not going to get the editing done like we thought.
No, so that happened within the first week, and it took a while to determine that we hadn't blown up data, that it was simply just a video card kind of issue. So that got dealt with. But you know, the other thing I want to mention about the condo is it had a wonderful kitchen. And so we continued to make all of our own food. We were there for 30 nights and we never ate out in a restaurant. We cooked in every night. And the food, the fruits and the vegetables are just amazing. And you know, just across this...
That doesn't sound like you guys. I remember all the fabulous pictures and videos of you being in India and eating out all the
yes,
time.
Yes.
What a nice change of pace to doing your own thing.
Yes, but we still do use curry, Nancy.
We'd had Indian-style curry every night. We ate the same thing every night.
Yeah, we're under the influence of India.
But we're feeling really healthy.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful facility, you know, kitchen. It was decked out. We were just in the lap of luxury. It was almost like being home.
It truly was spectacular. These people have done a nice job in creating that casita. Now, you know, we arrived in Tamarindo, and Paul started looking for medical and dental since he does not have health care. As you know, I'm now a candidate for that free healthcare service that our country provides. So Paul, on the other hand, you know, needed to run off and get his teeth checked and a medical checkup as well.
And how did that go?
It was, you know, I'm so healthy. It wasn't an issue. There was a lot of dentists and doctors to choose from, and we had some recommendations. I chose a place right across the main highway from the entrance to the Villarreal subdivision that we were staying in, and that was a great experience. It was a brother sister doctor dentist office, and it was a wonderful experience. I'd recommend it. And you know, I don't know if we ever go back to any place again, but if we did go back to Tamarindo and stay again for a month in this wonderful Airbnb, I would go back to both the doctor and the dentist and do a checkup. So that's what I did. And of course, I had a good, clean bill of health. So.
And saved quite a bit of money, too.
Oh, it was just at a fraction of the cost of having the same work done in the U.S. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Isn't that a shame? Well, I do know that medical tourism has gotten to be a pretty big thing, and from what I hear you saying, sounds like Costa Rica might be a place people want to consider.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, we just have another week or so, 10 days left in Costa Rica, and then we're off to Panama for 3 months, and Panama also is a huge medical tourism destination. So this part of Central America, both Costa Rica and Panama, that's a big deal.
And that's where I'm going to get my teeth cleaned, so we have a comparative between the price points in the two countries.
Yeah.
Oh, what a good idea.
But we had fun.
Yes, maybe I need to put that on my list.
Yeah, come down and see us.
Come get your teeth cleaned.
For sure. But we had a lot of fun, too. We, of course, the beaches of Tamarindo are among the most beautiful in Costa Rica. Playa Mina was a standout. And just all of, I mean, there wasn't a bad one. Playa Grande and
Numero Jesus.
Playa, what was that one?
Something
that
was, de Jesus.
Yeah, Nombre. Playa Nombre de Jesus was really a nice beach as
Paul's
well.
Paul's picking up on the Spanish.
Tony, our driver, I mean, he not only drives us, but he gives us Spanish lessons.
It's immersion in the car.
It is immersion in the car. So we're getting, and his English is really improving too. So I'm getting the right pronunciations and building my vocabulary. I'm sure if I'm here just another 4 or 5 or 6 years, I'll probably be able to start having cool
conversations. You can ask for your dental cleaning in Spanish
exactly.
Using Google Translate.
Can't imagine that you aren't going to be off in many other areas. You're going to be so well versed in ordering beer in so many different
countries. Isn't that right? Well, you know, the other really fun thing too is like you realize the origin of words that it traces back to the Old English or the Latin or the old French, and how much of especially those three languages are based in many of the same roots. It's really a wonderful lesson in history, even.
Yeah, and truly, Google Translate has really helped me.
Getting back to the work at hand here.
Yeah.
Were you in Tamarindo at Christmas time?
We were,
yeah.
Oh, and you know what, Nancy? While you're using that word Christmas, here's my big tip. Always pack white lights with you when you travel. And so not only was it just Christmas and we could light up our
like the
our
strands
lovely,
of white mini lights.
Yeah, the mini little you know, little lights of 100. So yes, we decked out the place, we bought special candles, you know me, I still have to have some Christmas decorations on my mother's son, right?
Did you decorate the palm tree?
No.
We didn't decorate a palm tree, but we had a poinsettia.
Yes. So, you know, so it was not your typical Christmas. My family usually, you know, has a pile of gifts all around the tree, and it just goes on and on. And for us, you know, we were taking pride in just having such a chill out holiday there. You know, it was, again, a curry veg dish. We had, you know, kind of like the same, even though it was Christmas, right? We maybe had a Christmas dessert. But other than that, it was just another calm day on
I don't want to be like the Scrooge, but it's not my favorite holiday. And I take a more, a slightly different approach. And I hunker down for Christmas somewhere around the world. And I've been experimenting, like, you know, India last year, I thought, you know, maybe a non-Christian country would go a little better. It's just that it's not my favorite holiday. So we had a very chill holiday, a beautiful Christmas Eve, which brings us to the night that we almost burned down our Airbnb casita.
Stop, you
used... No way!
Oh, Nancy.
Get out of here.
Nancy, oh my gosh.
We had a nice dinner, but then after dinner...
Well, okay. This is like kind of the backstory real quick. Like, Bill and Lon, bless their hearts, they have security lighting all around the property. So anytime the wind right now over in Tamarindo, it can be moderate, you know, quite strong. So the banana leaf plant outside the bedroom window was always triggering the security light.
Yeah, because some of them are motion detector lights and some weren't.
But... So Paul, bless Paul's heart, you know, he's like cursing this light because it's just, you know, blaring in our bedroom window at night. So this is like Christmas Eve. We had had our lovely dinner. I'm like, you know, in the living room checking my messages from all my friends on my phone. Paul's in the back bedroom. We're just like now ready to kind of wind down. It's a little after 9 p.m. Paul's like hollering at me. It's like, are you burning a candle out there? I smell smoke.
So, well, what we had done just a little bit before that is we'd gone out and covered up the light with
a thick
hand towel that we actually had from, you know, that we were traveling with. So at least it wasn't one of their towels. So it was smoldering and we didn't realize it. So, and this is a light that is attached from the bottom of the eaves of the house outside our window. And so I go out and I say, what's going on out here? And he had a candle burning in the hallway. And so I blew it out thinking, well, maybe, you know, whatever. There were some fireworks in the neighborhood nearby. And I thought, well, maybe it was the smell of the...
That's right.
But it was smoldering. So I'm getting ready to, like, go the way to bed. And I look out the window and I see flame. And so...
He's screaming. God. He is screaming from the back bedroom.
It's not a big place, but...
The house is on fire. The house is on fire. And I had totally spaced out that we had taken that towel and hung over the security lighting.
Maybe 15 minutes before, 20 minutes.
Yeah, short-term memory issues. So he is seriously, in the short length of this casita, is running towards me. I look over my shoulder. Suddenly, 6'3" Paul is now on the floor in the casita. He had slipped and fell down and only just, I mean, it was like down and up and out the door before I could even imagine what the heck was going on.
Yeah, I was running at full speed trying to get out of the door to see what I could do. And
when I'm right behind him.
Well, when we put the towel up, I mean, like Rich says, I'm taller, but I wasn't tall enough to place the towel over the light because of how high the eave was. So we had taken out a step stool to put it up, but I went out, you know, kind of basically in shock and horror. And so I didn't grab the, I just went out and I took the shirt that I had on my back, basically, and I'm like whacking at the towel on
now
the light.
Now in full flame. The towel is like
in full flame. It's going to, like it could light the house on fire. So.
Now, Nancy, get this. You know, I had said it's windy there, right? So,
and it was windy that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
It must have been 25 mile an hour winds that were just gusting. and it's dry season now.
Right.
And Paul's shirt that he just got in Japan from our last year's travels is now burning and flicking chunks of fabric out on the ground. And I am in horror now.
And on to me a little bit. So,
on to you. He has 10, he burned himself in 10 different locations.
Oh,
geez. Just small.
You die.
I know. It's like everything you should not do, we probably did in that matter of a short period of time. Meanwhile,
well, we didn't. It wasn't like throwing water on a grease fire, though. I mean,
thank God. I mean, in the dark, I'm looking for Bill and Lon's garden hose, and I could not find it. And I just kept thinking, "Oh my God, oh my God!" The neighbors across the way—it's their lovely Christmas Eve, and we're going to now create this like disaster Christmas Eve fire. So I gathered my wits while Paul is still swinging at this burning towel, and I run back in the house and I start filling up pitchers of water. And now we're both barefoot, right? And there's like sharp rocks out the back door all the way running to the corner of this house. It didn't matter. We didn't feel a thing.
No,
we
not until later. I had a couple of, I had a couple of scrapes on my feet from that, but... But yeah, so I mean, the long story, of course, you know, anybody who has been in the kind of a similar situation, fire or some other disaster, time goes very slowly. So it probably wasn't all that long before I was able to, well, with the help of my shirt that burned up, I was able to circumvent the spreading of the fire, and the towel, you know, burned up. It was just, you know, it wasn't like a big beach towel or anything.
Well, the hard part was afterwards, and Reed kind of like, oh my God, look at what just happened. Yeah. And then Paul was like, I think I have to go tell them.
Well,
I have to go
over. Of course I did. It's not the kind of thing you wait until the next day and go, oh, by the way, last night, and then come look at the burn marks and, you know... Because I was a little concerned too, you know, that the fire may have somehow... You know, with an electrical issue, that there may be. I was a little bit on guard for about an hour or so afterward, just to make sure that something hadn't worked its way in. But thankfully, the house was very well built, and the eave was constructed with, you know, it wasn't an exposed wood. There was, what would you say? It was like kind of a. Almost a plastery, what do they use now? I forget.
I don't know, there was some kind of sealant.
But there was a sealant so that it really didn't create, in the end, it didn't create any damage beyond replacing the light and repainting. The work was done while we were still there.
Yes.
Because we didn't leave until the January 7th or so, 8th. And so, you know, the work got done by the owner. And so I went over, and he was pretty chill about it. He was such a great guy. But he was pretty chill about it. And I was profusely sorry, of course. So the next day, so we all just went to bed. I mean, Rich took a picture of me with a Band-Aid on my forehead like about a half hour later. And
I've been nursing him ever
since.
And
unfortunately, that's going to be the memory of, oh yeah, that was the 30 minutes after the fire was out.
Oh.
So,
but Bill...
Well, you know, you have taken the fact that everybody loves a fire at Christmas. You took a little...
Oh, no, too far. And then in the weeks afterward, I couldn't have a candle, an open candle in the house.
No.
We had like those, you know, those, the tall glass candles that, you know, usually are religious in nature. We had those burning. Those are the only ones that I could take.
That Paul's allowed to.
But if he had a candle burning, we had an open candle. I blow them out. I can't really handle it. So
you know, the repair day, Nancy, was so cute because Paul was telling our friend and driver, David, that please, I think you have to come get me the day that the repair is going on. I just don't know if I can be around to watch them do it.
Well, it was really more about my ego than anything because I didn't want to be pointed at by them speaking in Spanish about, oh, he's the arsonist.
Well, the funny thing is, Nancy, is like, you know, now people are able to review people who stay in Airbnbs. So of course...
So the other story I was telling myself was, of course Bill and Lon are going to be nice to our face, but they're never going to accept another reservation from us, nor would we get a very good review. Of course, it didn't end up that way at all.
No, Bill's comment was so sweet. He was kind of like, yeah, they took care of the property just like it was their own.
Well... So,
which we did.
We did break a couple glasses after the fact, but you know, of course, what I did the next day, which of course is Christmas Day, I go over to Lon, who I did not see that night. Mm-hmm. She wasn't part of the whole Christmas Eve exploration to make sure that nothing else was burning.
Yeah.
So when I saw her on the patio the next day, I went over and personally apologized like a couple of times.
And then he comes back and he goes, oh, I'm feeling so much better.
I did feel better just to get the, but it took a while to actually feel better.
Well,
I also, just to be clear, I, as I was raised to do, took full responsibility and made it clear that I would pay for all of the damage that was done. And it only ended up costing less than a couple $100. I thought it might be $300 or more. So
yeah.
It was not...
It was $150.
So it wasn't an expensive repair.
And, you know, Bill would joke about it, you know, about every other day. He'd, you know, let us know they're, you know, scheduled to come and... It's difficult to get lights and everything has to come, you know, via the states.
Or from San Jose, the capital, So, but they were able to, so they were happy and they didn't hold a grudge.
No, and they haven't reported him that he needs to go to fire safety school or anything.
But where we are now, we were just chatting with the lovely lady that's running this lovely cabina that we're in, and we can tell you a little bit about that in a minute. But we said, oh yeah, we're recording our third podcast, but I can't tell you what it's about until we check out, because I don't want her to know that I almost burned down the last place until we leave, so that she knows that I can report that not only did we not burn it down, but we didn't even break any glasses, so I'm trying to be on my best behavior.
I know, and she, bless her heart, she goes, no, I don't want to know. And it's like, yes, honey, you really don't want to know. Otherwise, you'll throw us out.
Oh, my God. I know. I can just see that eventually there's going to be an Airbnb most not wanted list. There's going to be a mugshot.
Oh, I know, right?
I hope not.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll be forced to use booking.com.
Oh.
That's too funny.
Oh.
You'll be forced to make your reservations under aliases.
So much for 'twas the night before Christmas.
Yeah, now yet another reason, post-traumatic stress, for me to add to my, not my favorite holiday throughout the year.
Yeah.
This sealed it.
But we always, you know, but we always do try to, we have a certain strategy about end of the year holidays, which this is the fourth year in a row that we haven't been home.
With traveling?
Yeah, because it's really a weird time of the year to travel. It can be, places can be more expensive. So we always try to hunker into a place by the early part of the month and then not leave until after the first week of... You know,
let the tourists get
wherever they're going. You know, they're people that have to get back to work. So we transitioned about January 8th, I believe, from there.
And, you know, that was the thing about Tamarindo, because early in December, it was really chill. The beaches were like hardly any people on the beaches. And then as Christmas approached.
Yeah, by the 15th.
Everyone
by
is piled
20th,
in.
By the 25th. And, you know, a few years ago when we were in Chiang Mai in northern Thailand, it was the same way.
Yeah, everywhere
and then
it seems
the incoming airplanes increased. And then they had to have people, like, directing traffic. And then the following year, it was last year we were in India. I guess this is our third year.
Yeah.
And, you know, India celebrated more, as a mostly Hindu and Muslim country, celebrated more New Year's than Christmas, but they did celebrate Christmas.
They did.
As a non-religious holiday. And that was kind of crazy, too. You know, you can't get around too easily. And then this year now with our stories. So next year, I don't know, we plan to be in Sri Lanka next year for the holidays.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how it goes.
But, well, we really learned a lesson at our ages. you know, as teen elders, shame on us for not just knocking on the door and saying, Bill, this light is annoying.
No,
and you know what it was? Yeah. It just could have been a little switch inside our casita. We could have just flipped the switch off.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is do not cover security motion lights with a towel, and always communicate with your host to find out little solutions that might
right.
fix things.
Which, of course,
Paul.
Yeah, is an issue that I'm working on. I don't really want to ask for, like, direction. It's kind of that whole man does not want to ask for directions kind of bucket, and I'm afraid that, that I have
you
to own that. So it's a life lesson, to say the least.
I do think you should cut yourself some slack, though, because I think that it sounds to me like the way you responded to the emergency was extremely appropriate. You know, there are people who just absolutely freeze in an emergency and can't do anything. And that certainly wasn't the case. You both seemed to be able to respond very quickly.
Yeah, we did.
And with hindsight, of course, we always have the ability to think of ways we can
do it better. Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
Sounds to me like you guys did really good. The only thing I wonder is, are you now going to be traveling with a fire extinguisher?
Yes, we're going to be marketing Hotel Guys fire extinguishers.
No, maybe we'll just have to have one of those thermal blankets that you protect yourself in the forest under in the event of a bad fire. You know, like we'll just hunker in place.
You've got now a whole new line of Hotel
Guys
accessories.
That's too funny.
Well, that's hilarious.
But
we did come up with a new name called B&B Boys. So maybe that's something.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what we do with that. But, you know, let's take a couple minutes and tell you about, after the hot, fiery coast of Tamarindo, we then went up to, we had 3 weeks remaining, and these were the 3 weeks that we hadn't previously scheduled. So we had kind of poked around, and we found a wonderful place back up at Lake Arenal, which is a very big lake. Of course, Lake La Fortuna effectively is on the, I guess you'd consider it the east, the extreme east side of it. But it's a long kind of cigar-shaped lake. And so we were on the southern, southwestern coast in a wonderful little Airbnb that we found for 6 nights near the little hamlet of Tronadora. And we stepped into a beautiful view.
2-bedroom.
Yeah, with a great view. And so we were up there right after we left Tamarindo.
Spectacular.
Yeah, and wonderful walks and
fresh air. I mean, that's the sweet thing about Costa Rica from Tamarindo back up to Lake Arenal for this stay, because we really did cool down temperature-wise. So
yeah.
Mornings were, I don't know, maybe 68 degrees.
And afternoons were what, 80, about 84?
80. Yeah.
But it was really, it was refreshing after a month in the hot kind of desert climate of Tamarindo.
Plus, and we'd do that again.
Oh yeah, we would. It feels like home run so far. And then now where we are, we moved on from there and we came down. We wanted, you know, in Tamarindo, we were inland about 10-15 minutes in the town of Villarreal, and in not right on the beach like many people want to have when they go, you know, to the beach. So we're now just a 5-minute walk from Playa Bajuco, which is in between, well, it's just north of Capos, and just which is just north of Manuel Antonio. So we've been here a couple nights. We're here for a week, and it's a really lovely, very value-priced cabina, and we're making our own dinner here, too.
Yes, and, you know, it's Eco Vida is the name of this little place. They're Canadians that have been now here for 15 years. And they have a farm that they're developing 45 minutes away. They have people, you know, as interns working the farm. Shannon, the host here, is like a 10 for, you know, service and friendliness. She's amazing.
But
so
the price point, let's just say, the price point up at the lake was under
30.
No, up at the lake.
That was $37
a night. Yeah, so that was under $40 a night.
Two bedrooms.
And a nice...
Italian style.
It's not on our website yet because of our issues, but we'll actually get the computer back on Friday, and we'll be putting this up on our website at hotelguys.com. But and then here, the cabina here in Playa Bajuco is under $50 a night, right?
Yes.
So 40, yes. 47 or something like that.
Sweet little space.
I didn't know places like that still exist.
Well, you know, I mean, I think this is the deal. With Airbnb, you know, you can just keep looking and looking, and it does require time to do the search. And a lot of places will give discounts.
For a week.
And so, for example, the two-bedroom up on the lake at Lake Arenal in San Luis.
San Luis? Yeah, it was Tronadora. The closest little...
They were running a special.
Which I'd never seen on Airbnb before.
It was crazy cheap.
So we've just really, this winter trip so far, the Good Life Tour, as we're calling it, really lucked out. It is really the Good Life. We've really lucked out with good value deals so far, and we have one more coming up that we leave here next week, and we're going to head stay on the Pacific side and head south almost to the Panama border near the town of Golfito, but in the area that's known as Puerto Jimenez.
Jimenez, yes.
And so we'll be down there. But we're going from like 5-star to 3-star to, you know, kind of a 2.5-star back to 4.5-star maybe. But we're loving it all. And I think it's great to somehow, you know, keep it fresh and try different kinds of accommodations. And
you could spend a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. We had dinner the other night. The first night we arrived, we actually went out for dinner. Of course, we ordered curried vegetables. But we were so thrilled it was on the menu.
Did have cold beer, and that's even kind of been off our diet.
Yeah. But that place, which was the Alma here on the beach, was apparently a $600 a night hotel, but the restaurant was very reasonably priced.
Yes, yes.
So you can find all price accommodations, but you know what? That walk at sunrise is still the same for everybody. It's incredible.
Well, they
here.
Say the beach here is the tide is so far out coming and going.
Yeah, it's a very shallow shelf, so low tide is very far out.
We're mesmerized by all the sand patterns that gets created.
So
down
we
here.
Are planning actually our trip to the beach this afternoon to coincide with low tide at 4:00.
Yeah.
And we'll stay for sunset at 5:35. So life is good, Nancy.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here listening. I'm thinking, you know, a lot of us would love it if you guys did a tour and let some of us come with you. I think that's next on your list. Might want to consider putting tours together.
We certainly
have more fun, and you find the research you do, because as you were saying earlier, this takes a lot of research to find these really wonderful, out-of-the-way places.
Yeah,
and
yes.
And many people don't have the time or the inclination to do that. So, I don't know, maybe there's another avenue of travel in your future.
Yeah, I mean, all of the places that we've stayed, that's an interesting suggestion, are available on our website at hotelguys.com. We actually have really dear friends in Oregon that are going to be in India on a tour that they are taking I think they just left or leaving within a week or two.
Yeah.
And they're going to add some days and go to Sri Lanka, and they're being picked up at the airport by our driver, and they're staying many of our hotels.
Eating at the restaurants,
at our recommendations. Yes. In fact, some of our hotels, we told them, don't stay there and try something else. But so we're kind of already open to that idea. I mean, other people that do this with an eye toward making some profit, we wouldn't do it for that. But if friends or friends of friends wanted to come to us with us to some of our favorite places, we're leaving for India in August, and we may meet some friends there.
Yeah,
so
there's already talk that we have some people that are interested in connecting with us in that tour, especially when we go up into the Darjeeling and the Assam region for tea. So, you know, for people, like you said, Nancy, who don't have a whole lot of time, and it does require a lot of energy to surf through pictures and try to find the ideal location where you're going to go, because, you know, we only have so much time. And so our website at hotelguys.com, Paul has put together travel maps. He's listed all the places we've stayed. So, you know, our dear friends in Portland can go to that and look just down the list and pick and kind of get our, you know, our input on what our experiences were when we traveled. So
different.
Well, and I love the fact that you're doing these podcasts, because listening to you talk about these places and your experiences, that just is one added layer of information that you don't get from reading.
Well, you know, and that's the thing too, because we've always been curious. I think we had alluded to this before. We had subscribed to International Living magazine. We'd read a lot about that. You know, we've had friends that say, oh, you know, tell us about what it's like in expat world, you know, in Costa Rica, and then soon we'll find out in Panama. And so we're just kind of gathering this information, and it's so easy to come down here and live. As we were trying to compare what we were paying, for example, for groceries, you know, I'm just like always looking at Paul. It's like, is this cheaper? Is this cheaper? And there are sometimes we just go, we don't care, and we just buy, you know, the canned olives. And but we're really paying like probably 25% less in food costs. So there's
That's
just
huge.
Yeah. So, you know, for Paul to go get, you know, a filling and is like $150. So I mean, there are a lot of ways to save money. You just have to be brave enough to, you know, talk to people and then go do it for a while. And we've met several expats that, yeah, we started over here and now we own a condo across the street. So, yeah.
Exactly. And you know, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you say you have to be brave enough, because it does require that we get out of our comfort zone. And that is the thing that I love about traveling is, I am going to walk into a store. And I remember one of my experiences being, here's all these eggs, but they're not in the carton. How do I carry them out of here? So I had to wait until other people came along and showed me how they did it, which was just, you just simply put those individual eggs in a bag and walk out.
Yeah.
Order them and walk out. And it's like, what? You don't have egg cartons?
That's so true.
Of course, they have them here, but yeah.
And
but
it's so good for our aging brains to be faced with these dilemmas that aren't like also modern Western world, where you kind of go,
exactly.
Wow, this is a whole new experience at my age.
Which is a good thing.
Why
yes,
not?
Yes, it is. And it's such a good thing that you help us to do these, because it's so much more fun for us.
It is.
So thank you again for, you know, just calling us and having this chat.
Definitely.
My pleasure and a thrill. I just, the following you guys is such a joy, and I look forward to the next adventure.
We will too. We'll probably talk to you in Panama, and we'll tell you if we had any mishaps between here and there. Hopefully not. Our luck is turning in the new year.
No,
exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. We're going to head to the beach now, but I just wanted to say, for those of you folks that are following our podcast, thank you so much for keeping up with us and for checking in at Instagram, hotelguys1, the website I mentioned before, but it's hotelguys.com.
And then on both Facebook and YouTube, it's Global Hotel Guys.
Global Hotel Guys.
Thank you, Nancy.
Love to you both.
Okay, love you.
Thanks, Nance.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.